Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bibles and follow with me as we read John chapter 9. We're studying the life of Christ in a harmony of the Gospels, and this is a story about the man born blind. And while the lesson text is confined to John chapter 9, 13 through 17, and verses 26 through 38, I think it's worthy of us to read the whole chapter. And in fact, in the little Sunday school book I have that was written by E.A. Elam, we have the Sunday school lesson for December 7th, 1924. And the first thing it says in this Sunday school book is read John 9, 1 through 41. And so that's what we're going to do. And you'll want to follow along. And if you don't have a Bible where you can follow along, you're going to enjoy hearing this story again from the book of John. Now, before I read this, I want to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. You need to come worship with us. We have some that drive out of McMinnville, and driving down from McMinnville out toward Biola, they find our little building on the right, and they're there just about every time we meet. And then we have others that come from Biola and even beyond, up close to the mountains, and even as far as from into Grundy County, and some of them coming off the mountain and driving down, and they come and see the building on their left on their way toward McMinnville, and they worship with us. And you would wonder, why would people drive all the way from McMinnville or all the way from Grundy County from the top of the mountain to that little church house, that little meeting house that is there across from Mount Zion Road to worship? They pass several churches along the way. Well, if you'll drive out here and worship with us, I think you'll see why. Because of the way that we love one another and we focus on Bible studies and worshiping God the way He has directed us to do so in His Word. Now, just about anywhere that you see the words Churches of Christ or Church of Christ on a sign near a building, you're going to find that. The emphasis is on doing God's things God's way and studying His Bible. Our worship is not a show, and it's not complicated. It's very simple and straightforward, and it is sincere. And sincerity means so much in this fake world today. You come and worship with us, and you may find yourself driving down that road on Sundays and on Wednesday evenings to be part of this Bible study with us, and you'll be glad you did, and we'll be happy to greet you and to receive you as one among us. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, let me begin reading this chapter, John chapter 9. If you don't have just your Bible, just listen as we read along. It says, "And as he passed by, he saw a man blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" You know, sometime I read people, they seem to get hung up on this question here, as though, did the man sin that he was born blind? Well, it's not that the man sinned that he was born blind, but who sinned? Was it this man? And I will insert here what I think is an implied thought. Did this man sin that he became blind? Or did his parents sin that he should be born blind? And I think that's the easiest way to explain that question. Well, Jesus answered in verse 3, "Neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. We must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed his eyes with the clay and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went away, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and those that saw him aforetime, that he was a beggar, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Others said, It is he. Others said, No, but he is like him. He said, I'm he. They said therefore unto him, How then were thine eyes open? He answered, The man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, Go to Siloam and wash. And I went away and washed, and I received sight. And they said unto him, Where is he? He saith, I know not. I think when I inject here that this man had never seen Jesus. He knew about him by what he had heard. And he heard Jesus and no doubt felt the touch of Jesus' fingers. But the man himself had never seen Jesus and could not, by his sight, be able to point out the man that had healed him. Let's continue the story. John chapter 9 and verse 13. They bring up to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. Now it was the Sabbath on the day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Again, therefore, the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. And he said unto them, He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Some, therefore, the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath. But others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such signs? And there was division among them. They said therefore to the blind man again, What sayest thou of him, in that he opened thine eyes? He said, He is a prophet. The Jews therefore did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and had received his sight, until they called the parents of him that had received his sight, and asked them, saying, Is this your son, whom you say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered and said, We know that he is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he seeth, we know not, or who opened his eyes, we know not. Ask him, he is of age, he'll speak for himself. These things said his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man should confess him to be Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, He is of age, ask him. So they called a second time the man that was born blind, and said unto him, Give glory to God, we know that this man is a sinner. He therefore answered, Whether he is a sinner, I know not. This one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. They said therefore unto him, What did he unto thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I told ye even now, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Would ye also become his disciples? And they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we're disciples of Moses. We know that God hath spoken unto Moses. But as for this man, we know not whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, Why, herein is the marvel, that ye know not whence he is, and yet he opened mine eyes. We know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshipper of God and do his will, him he heareth. Since the world began, it was never heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sin, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. John chapter 9 and verse 35. Jesus heard that they'd cast him out. And finding them, he said, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and he it is that speaketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment came I into this world, that they that see may not see, and that they that see may become blind. Let me read that again. Jesus said, For judgment came I into this world, that they that see not may see, and that they that see may become blind. Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said unto them, Are we also blind? Jesus said unto them, If ye were blind, ye would have no sin, but now ye say, We see. Therefore, your sin remaineth. Well, that is John chapter 9. As we said in our last class session, the golden text is verse 5, where the man said, One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. John chapter 9 and verse 5. The devotional reading is Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 8. And here we read, After these things I heard as it were a great voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great harlot, her that corrupted the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And a second time they say, Hallelujah! And her smoke goeth up for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God that sitteth on the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! And a voice came forth from the throne, saying, Give praise to our God, all ye his servants, ye that fear him, the small and the great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigneth. Let us rejoice and be exceeding glad, and let us give glory unto him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And it was given unto her that she should array herself in fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Now let's look at Elam's notes on the story of the man that was born blind. And we begin with an interesting geographical note. There was an upper spring of the waters of Gihon, which Hezekiah stopped, and brought them straight down on the west side of the city of David, 2 Chronicles 32 and verse 30. This pool or spring was in the Kindron Valley, and was the same as in Rogel, which means spring of the water channel, or well of the fuller fount. And then we read that Hezekiah made from En Rogel a rock aqueduct tunnel through the hill to Siloam near the mouth of the Tyrophian Valley. And following the inscription copied from Nelson's Bible is very interesting. The inscription, which was cut on the wall of the conduit which fed the pool of Siloam, states that the excavators began to work at the ends and met in the middle of the tunnel, when as yet the two bodies of miners were separated by a distance of 3 cubits. They heard each other's voices, and they hewed away, pickaxe against pickaxe, and the waters flowed from the spring to the pool, a distance of about 1,200 cubits. This is the oldest exact Hebrew record of its kind, and it was discovered by a boy wading in the conduit in 1880. Siloam means sent. Siloam, Sila, and Siloa are the same. And we can compare this. Siloam was a large pool on the southeast of Jerusalem. We'll study this story more in our next class.